Hi there, Jose. How are you doing? Thanks for calling back in. Happy Monday.
Good. Monday. Good, thank you. How are
Yeah.
you?
Oh, I'm doing quite well. I appreciate you asking. So, obviously we've had a couple of good in-depth conversations. We covered a lot of territory. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
No, I was thinking to go ahead and sign up for it. So
Yeah.
basically, I should be able to get a lot more leads this way, right?
Oh, of course. I mean, you provide quality services and of course very in-demand services. Once we get you where people can find you on their own without already knowing the name of your business, you're definitely going to get phone calls. I think I did ask you, the phone number that we're speaking on right now, this is the one that you want your customers to see, right? This is the one that you want your customers to call.
Yes,
Okay.
742-4020. Yeah.
Correct, yeah. And it is a smartphone, right? You can receive a text message on this number.
Yes.
Okay. Now, most of the time, you simply are going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature, and customers will be calling your number directly. The business is service-based, right? Meaning that you go out to the customer, no one comes to you. There's not like a physical address, brick-and-mortar showroom or location that you want your customers to see online.
Yes, so I come to them. Yeah, I do have a
That's
virtual office,
you do.
but
Okay. And that's at the 8275 Southeastern Avenue?
yes, that's a virtual.
It is. Okay, that's what I thought. And then of course we're promoting regalpains.com as that website. Like the website, we just got to make it easier for people to find. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I will be scheduling a follow-up call with your technician. We call it a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our technicians will go into depth about your services, your service area, any mission statement, motto, slogan, etc. What's unique about your business, if you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. So we will schedule that follow-up call. And then it is the flat rate. It's $249. I do need to read what's called a voice verification because we are Google partners. It's required of us. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing the cost of the service, that we are even, in fact, waiving the initial setup fee. Now, that voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually, though, pretty straightforward. And then before I do get to that voice verification for that initial investment of just $249, Mr. Mendoza, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
Be a Visa.
A Visa. On that particular card, is it your name, first and last, any middle initial, or the business name?
No, just first name, last name, and then my middle initial M.
Middle initial M. And that's M like Mike, right? Not N like Nick.
Yeah, M like Mike.
Okay, perfect. You said it was a Visa, so that should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. Jose, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
So it's 42, 46,
Mm-hmm.
31, 54,
Yes, sir.
12, 29,
Okay.
29, 04.
A 29 in the last two?
04.
04. I thought that's what you said. And then the expiration month and year?
7, 29.
7 or July of 2029. And then the last three digits on the back of the card.
219.
219. So 219, 219 on the back. And again, July or 07 of 2029 for the expiration. Mr. Mendoza, is the card itself 4246, 3154, 1229, 2904?
Yes.
And does that bill at the 8275 Southeastern Avenue, 89123?
No.
Okay, what is the billing address?
It's 243
Uh-huh.
Chestnut Ridge Circle,
Okay.
Henderson, Nevada. 89012.
Right. 89012. Okay. So about a minute or so after I read the voice verification, you will get a confirmation email. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Are you going to email it to me? Or
you will. Yeah, you'll get it by email. By the way, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific. You can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that same day or the next day if they receive the email after hours. The email address will be on the welcome email as well. You will get that welcome email about a minute or so after I get through the voice verification. I do have that pulled up now. Keep in mind it is recorded, but you can absolutely stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. Like I said, though, it's actually pretty straightforward. It does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call, Jose, will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Regal Pain.
Regal Pain. That's exactly how I have it. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Jose Mendoza, owner.
Okay. And then, Mr. Mendoza, as the owner of Regal Pains, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course, of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And, of course, non-contractual, just kind of reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. Now, and then for the billing information that you did just provide that Visa in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then, Mr. Mendoza, it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important, Jose, that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it is our job to make sure that the people who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Mendoza, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is a month-to-month service. There is no contract, okay? The reason we ask, of course, is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your business. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or maybe even more important, is that we'll always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Jose, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Mendoza, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. We actually do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business since customers don't come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate for your business. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, with it being a month-to-month service with the setup fee waived, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I actually waived altogether, will be charged today's date, the 14th of October, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. Again, that $249 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it'll never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny, and it is an exact amount. So there's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all of the additional relevant directories, as well as the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 14th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $249, and once again, that rate will never go up on you. It is a month-to-month service. It's offered completely at will, no contract, which again means that you can actually stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause it. I mean, if you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, if necessary, you could even pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request, Jose, to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date at Mr. Mendoza, simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Jose, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. Like I said, you'll receive the confirmation email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And when you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I do want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. So the call usually gets to you at the very beginning of the hour, takes about half an hour after that. I could get you in at 2 o'clock if that works for you, or also 3 o'clock. If neither of those times work, we'd be looking out to tomorrow. But does either 2 o'clock or 3 work for you today?
So do I need to be in front of a computer for this?
No, you do not. No, you don't have to be in front of a computer. You can actually be working. You can be driving as long as you're on the phone and can carry on a conversation. It's just basic knowledge questions about your company, you know, how long you've been in business, any mission statement if you've got one, or motto, tagline, you know, what's unique about your company, that kind of thing. So you don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. Would either 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock work out for you today?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock? Okay, perfect. So we will schedule it from 3 until 4. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, then I'll be able to say a quick hello to you, be on the beginning part of that call, introduce you to your technician, and answer any quick questions that you might have before handing it over to them. I may already be on another call, although I will try to keep my phone line open. And either way, they'll take really good care of you. One last thing I did want to do here, just another layer of protection, a little bit of added security on your account, just a simple question and answer. If anyone calls us, Jose, and tells us that they are with Regal Pains, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And then this is even more important, especially about a week or so from now when your online presence increases. Of course, we want potential customers to call you. If, however, you get any phone calls from someone either claiming to be Google or even if they say they're local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They would also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that information within a minute, just let them go. That wouldn't be us, and don't entertain that phone call. If anyone calls you, especially if someone calls you and tells you you need to pay more money for your Google listing, again, that would not be us, and just politely let that person go. Like I said, the voice verification was already recorded and attached to your account as an added form of protection for you, and it clearly states it bills once a month on the 14th through exactly $249 and never a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
What is it? Either
the city you were born in or your first pet's name?
I was born in El Paso.
El Paso? Okay, so let me type that in. Then I have to confirm it. Type it in twice. But you're all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now? Looks like you got all of them. The one that we would want you to see is actually the one that says local Splash initial invoice. Do you see that one?
Yeah.
Okay, so click on that one. I can walk you through the other ones too, but the local Splash initial invoice, if you open it up, it says thank you for choosing local Splash, your invoice is below. Then it says please click here to accept the subscription terms. That blue click here is hyperlinked, so click on those two words and it'll take you to the local Splash terms of experience, talking about all the services we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. Now, of course, Google's going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. About 1 out of 10 people, though, will choose Bing over Google, and we want you to get those phone calls and opportunities. So we'll mirror the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Facebook. It's everything necessary to be on that first page. We are doing the Facebook ads for you, etc. You'll see a long line. It goes all the way across it, and below it, it populates your phone number in a couple of boxes. We want you to click on both of those boxes. One, that you agree to receive SMS or text messages to your phone. The other, that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card that we have on file. So, of course, we want you to click on that box, too. Now, once you've got both of those boxes clicked, you would be typing in or copying and pasting your name into that longer box with the arrow pointing towards it that says sign. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy an extra space before your name or after. If you type it in, it needs to be an exact match. So the J, the middle initial M, and then the first letter M in your last name are all capitalized. There's no period after the middle initial of M. Our system does not like punctuation in that particular field. So it's just Jose space, capital M space, Mendoza. And then once you've got your name in that box, click the confirm signature box to the right of it. If you're on your phone, you might have to turn it sideways for that box to pop up high enough for you to click on it. But once you click on the confirm signature box, it does a few things. It lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we waived your setup fee, that we reduced the cost. It does also allow us to verify that you're an active business in the local area and to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
So there's no fees, basically, if I cancel, right? Because I was thinking about trying it out for just a month.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's month to month. And like I said, the voice verification kind of states it pretty clearly. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. It is completely month to month, completely at will, no contract.
And then on my website, I do have my business address, my virtual office. Is that okay to stay there?
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, you know, Google knows that, you know, you are service-based, that you go out to the customer, but it's okay to see that on a website.
Okay.
Okay.
So now saying local splash sign in, username and password or something?
Oh, yeah. So you could actually stop right there. If you tried to do the login right now, it would probably give you a message that we're still trying to set up your tracking system. It's coming from the same dashboard portal that you will use to access your tracking, and the automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. We do need to do your client interview first for us to create the content that will then be able to track. But you should in the next day or so receive confirmation by email and text that your tracking system is active. Now, your username and password, your login credentials are contained in the welcome email. So the welcome email has our contact information and it's got your username and your default password. Your username, you can't change it, but we made it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. It's just the phone number that we're speaking on. The area code is included, but it's only numbers. So no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. Of course, your username then is just 720-742-4020. Looks like the default password is Big Profit, all lowercase, no space, but you can change that password at any time. You can log into your account. Certainly once you have access to your tracking system, you can change that default password. You did get a couple of other emails, one being the one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Now, you don't have to look at that, but it's just a little bit more comprehensive than it used to be to get verified because Google wants to make sure that every business on the first page, they're actual legitimate companies that would provide the services when called and, of course, would answer the phone when called. So any of the photos that you can send our way helps us to expedite the process of satisfying Google that you are an active business in the local area. So if you have any pictures of tools or equipment, picture of your work vehicle, any picture of a business card if you have one. Obviously, there's no physical workplace since you go out to the customer. Usually for that one, Google is fine with just, you know, a picture of your vehicle where you park it when you're not using it for work. Is the business itself licensed or insured?
Yes.
You are, okay. And if you can send us those photos as well, that's pretty much what Google wants to see. You can use your client dashboard for that one. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, I will try to keep my phone open, although things get pretty busy at the end of the day. I might not be able to say that quick hello when our technician calls you right out or shortly after 3. At 2 o'clock, there would still be time for our automated system to send you a reminder email. That reminder email goes out an hour prior, and I did just send you a calendar invite to your email address. That calendar invite just for your record. You certainly don't have to respond to it. It just says local splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview in English. It's got your username, your name, and your phone number. You can send anything and everything to the support@localsplash.com email address. Please do just include either your phone number or username. They're basically the same thing, and that would make it very easy for us to access that information and forward it out to the right department. Other than that, you're all set and squared away here. I do hope to be in between phone calls when our technician calls you at 3 o'clock or a couple minutes after. Certainly it would be nice to say a quick hello to you.
Okay, and then I had a question. So
sure.
I do have some posts going on through FeedBird, I think it's called.
Yeah.
They posted on my Facebook, and then they posted on my Instagram. So you guys are going to add more stuff to my Facebook, basically, page?
So we're going to run Facebook ads that link to your existing Facebook page and everything you can manage through your Facebook page. You'll also have the tracking and reporting that we provide for you to see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work is coming from. You'll know which clients found you from the Facebook ads or from the directories themselves or, of course, from that local map.
Okay. All right.
All right. Okay.
With the zip codes and all that, I give them
to your client interview technician. If you've got specific zip codes, our client interview technician will take those down. Again, that's a big part of the whole reason behind the phone call is to just make sure that we're promoting you the way you want to be promoted in front of the places that you want to be found and for all the different services you want to be found for. So our technician will give you a call right at or a couple of minutes after 3 o'clock.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Paul.
All right, Jose. Thanks for calling back in. Real pleasure speaking with you, and welcome aboard. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.